Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast, Two Johnnies Podcast,
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I'm Johnny Smacks. We are once again bringing you this week's podcast number 65 from the sun-spoilt island of Lanzarote. And no, I'm not holding Johnny B hostage here. He's free to leave at any time. That is, of course, if I give him his passport back.
Sound.
On this week's podcast, we're bringing the holiday vibes. Given that we're spending so much time here, we're giving you the definitive guide to making the most of your visit to Lanzarote.
And he disappeared on the tear around Lanzarote after his news last week, and we're after getting a couple of worried phone calls from Carmel at home, but Noel Furlong will hopefully be here with the news.
She's really enjoying the 10 degree rainy weather back in Ireland. Maura joins us over the phone with her mystery topic.
And we're seeing, if the Two Johnnies ran their own festival, what would it be like? Because we're coming into festival season.
And we finish off the podcast, of course, as is tradition, with our Yurts and Dirts of the Week.
Yurt and Dirt.
Before commencing with proceedings, matters arising from last week's podcast.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Now, last week we were talking about teachers, and Peter from Kilcullen emailed podcast at thetwojohnnies.ie to say, "Well, lads, one of the lads from home is a primary teacher. One day, two of the teachers in his school decided to send a few notes to each other via students from their class. They were having a right laugh one day until one of the students actually stopped to read one of the notes being passed along. The note read, 'This is my ugliest student. Send me yours.'"
Jesus.
The student didn't see the funny side of it anyway and went to the principal, fairly sure the two lads were sent packing, not the way you'd want to go out.
They're bad, bad teachers. P. Mull on Insta was in touch and he said, "Funny teacher story. My friend was on her work experience from primary school teaching in the primary school down the road from me. She was teaching junior infants. A little girl put her hand up. 'Teacher, an bhfuil cadigam dulgadí an leithreas.' My friend let her off and she kept teaching the class. Then from behind she heard another, 'Teacher,' and she turned to see the same little girl in the doorway of the bathroom completely naked. I don't care what the teacher Mary I, nothing prepares you for that." That's crazy.
Roisin from Cork said, "Day in the life of a primary school teacher, right? The stuff they don't tell you in college. Teaching a young class, a suspicious smell was becoming a regular occurrence in the classroom after lunch times, and soon became clear it was one particular child. His lunch is a steady diet of those processed German sausages. He wasn't taking the hint at general whole class warnings, general soundness in the classroom. So I had to revert to a go to the bathroom if you need to fart rule." She says it was honestly that bad. At this the stage, none of the other children realized who it was. And it was, I wanted to keep it that way. One day he let rip and his head shot up like a deer in the headlights. I subtly asked if he needed to fart and to go to the bathroom. And off he heads. He was no longer out the door until he turned on his heels and came back in. In shock, I asked if he had gone downstairs to the bathroom. His genuine reply was, "No, it's okay. I just used my finger and it went away."
What? Oh, putting the sauce back in the bottle, lad, was he?
I didn't ask him to elaborate. Also, I know a teacher that has a rule that when the children tap their desk, if they've just farted, if she's walking their direction and they're about to fart, they tap their desk and she just turns around and stays away.
Teachers are, I tell you, teachers are new ways of thinking here. Nora on Snapchat said, "Re-teachers on the podcast. I'm just finished the PME in Maynooth. I had an arts degree, so basically a degree in drinking, and started the PME 2 years ago in August. We 2 days in school a week for 2 months, done in the school before I was in college at all. One day last year, a lad went out, smoked weed at break, and came into the class, threw cookies at me, and told me to fuck off about 11 times." Jeez. "When I was shouting, 'Give me the cookies.' I kicked him out, and the lads were like, 'Oh, miss, he's going out under a Dublin bus, and you're fucked.' Another lad was like, "Miss, I swear to God, I didn't sell him that weed. I had about 15 minutes left in class trying to teach 30 second years the I'm Shrikacha." There's no money in the world pay you for that. And of course, that is probably from a school in Tip Town. We're only messing. We love you.
Joe on Insta said, "We have a business teacher. He called us a load of us up to the front of the class one day and asked us what we wanted to do after the Leaving Cert. And I said, I don't know, maybe teaching. And he told me to fuck off, that it was a waste." Then the art teacher looks like she's after smoking something funny. Like, she just sits there dopey 24/7. And she's frequently seen in the teacher's lounge. There's one more who decided the way to quit smoking was to start drinking the e-juice that goes into the e-cigarettes. Which,
oh,
I don't...
Oh, that's...
That's fucking mental. Drinking the juice from the e-cigarettes.
Surely that can kill you.
Oh, I don't... Oh, I suppose if you drink enough of it.
Jeez, that can't be good for you, yeah.
Right, anyway, Pat Mack was on to you, Johnny.
Pat Mack got in touch to say how he men love the latest podcast. You guys were talking about teachers, and I've an example of a prick of an engineering teacher I had for me Leaving Cert. He told me I was going to fail and I was useless. He plain didn't like me and said I'd amount to nothing, never helped with a Leaving Cert project or nothing. And Pat went on and got a B3 in higher level engineering for leaving, and for the last 16 years has been working in the best engineering company in the country by far and loving it. And he finishes by saying, "Fuck you, Mr. O'Doherty."
I'm Pat McBride.
I'm Pat Boy.
Now, last week we were talking about Ballymac Elliot in Kerry, which is apparently the biggest parish in Ireland, but not by population, it is by size. So a young man from Ballymac Elliot was in touch to say, "Ballymac Elliot is the biggest parish size-wise. Best club in the county. Call down someday. 'Tis a shithole, but sure, what else can you do? Nothing but fields. Will you give Dermot Lynch a shout-out too? He's a club stalwart."
There you go, Dermot Lynch, Ballymac Elliot. Sounding intriguing. Some feedback from the Dear Johnny slot from last week. Raymond said, "Well, Johnny's loving the podcast from Numero Uno. Look forward to it each week. With regards to this week's Dear Johnny segment, one thing to consider is that a lot of young Dublin drivers have not been any faster than 60 kilometres on the road. People like myself or yourselves who spend a lot of time on Ireland's motorways know that they can be interesting at times. Somebody that has to do 3 hours to Cork may be nervous doing so and therefore may be a danger to themselves and other drivers. I've made many a trip from Louth to Waterford to the girlfriend's house and vice versa. It's all part of the role, I guess. Keep up the great work, lads. Kind regards." And he also said, "P.S. He could just be a bollocks. If that's the case, the lovely Cork lady's better off saving her breath to blow on her porridge." That's a great saying. Yeah, that was obviously about the Cork woman and the Dublin lad and he not coming down to visit. So
yeah, a lot of people very suspicious about what's going on.
Yeah, we haven't got much, we haven't got much back from the girl yet in question. We've emailed her, but she's yet to reply. I'd say she's got rid of her, man.
So we mentioned last week about the word tan. In relation to English people, and are they insulted by it, of course, coming from the old black and tans. And this is Fieldy on Insta said, "Lads, English fella here who listens to the podcast. About the tan thing, I've been living in Ireland for 3 years and can safely say I know of very few English people here or back home who would be offended by it. I was in London over the Maybank holiday weekend in an Irish pub and the Ulster versus Connacht rugby match was on the telly. 3 minutes to go, Ulster scored a try to take them clear. And an English fella at the back of the bar, not me now, let out a cheer. A group of Irish lads at the front didn't take too kindly and shouted, 'Fuck off, you tan.' To which the English fella promptly piped down. Honestly, the first time I've ever heard it being used in that way, and I'm pretty sure the fella on the receiving end wouldn't even have copped it. Truth is, I'm 31, and it's only since getting an Irish girlfriend 5 years ago that I've learned the shite that we, the English, did, as it's just not taught in schools back home. And most, including myself, are pretty ignorant as to what happened. It's only through regular visits to the pub with the girlfriend's friends that I was educated over a few drinks or, during Six Nations matches. Now, what you'd learn down the pub is different to what the history books, lad, you know what I mean? As an Englishman, I feel pretty bad having not knowing it all before coming here and feel like it's just not something that most young English people would be proud of in our history. And that's why it's not taught in schools when it probably should be. As a result, I don't think the connotations of tan are fully understood by a lot of younger English people and therefore would go over their heads. End of the day, in the words of Shaggy, it wasn't me, so I wouldn't be offended. Love the show. Keep it up. Peace."
Nice one.
Now, peace is the thing. I have used the word tan in terms of like, where are you going? I'm going over to tan land.
Yes.
But I don't think that I would ever say to an English person, "Fuck off, you tan." I think that's a bit far.
That's probably derogatory in that sense.
Just like shit is getting real up the north and all, and I don't think we should, you know what I mean? We're trying to move forward.
Exactly. Don't be looking back. Don't be looking over your shoulder.
And I think everyone who was actually in the Black and Tans is now dead.
Yes, I would imagine so. Don't be looking back over my shoulder.
Because you won't see the
that?
Black and Tans.
Who sings that?
Is that Mike and the Mechanics?
Maybe it is. Mike and the Mechanics, boy.
Oh, yeah, I know all had the news about them.
He did. Right, during the week, okay, we got sent this.
This is for the two Johnnies. I've been listening to their podcast now for the last year. They're flying it. Johnny Smacks loves to sing the Red Strokes. He used to do it as a six-year-old, walk into a bar and sing, oh, the Red Strokes.
Six-year-old in a bar.
In a bar, that's Ireland. That's Ireland. And their podcast is killing it. And one of the reasons I booked this trip, so I promised them that if I met you, I'd let you send them a video and tell them how well they're doing. Johnny B and Johnny Smacks.
Man, I can't thank you guys enough. Love you guys. Miss Ireland to death. Can't wait to see you again.
Thank you.
Who was that, Johnny?
That was Garrett Brooks, right? Woo! My absolute hero. And how this came about was a guy called Paul Matty, and he's a listener of the podcast, avid listener. And when I was talking about I wanted to see Garrett Brooks live a couple of weeks ago, he went and booked tickets for himself, his missus, and the mother. And they went across to Minneapolis to go to a Garrett Brooks gig. And he said, like, from listening to it, he booked the flights and stuff. And he said he put out a plea on Facebook, you know, to try and meet Garrett Brooks. And someone from his label seen this plea.
Yeah.
And they messaged him and said, you know, would you like to come to Soundcheck? And you can come and watch Garrett, you know, warming up and stuff and going through it. So they did. And when they got there, they got upgraded. They got VIP tickets beforehand, got to meet Garrett, the whole lot. And they also got tickets to his show the next night.
Oh, Jesus.
So they got both of them, okay? And they got to meet Garrett Brooks. And then he got handed an envelope and he opened it up and it was euros, money. So
cash.
The three tickets had cost him €750.
Jeez, what, they bought him secondhand, did they?
Yeah, I think so. So it had cost €750, and Garrett Brooks personally made wanted somebody from the record label go out, get the €750 and hand it then to Paul.
Refund him his tickets.
Refund him his price of his tickets. So he got two nights, the three of them, VIP tickets, got to go to some tailgating thing VIP as well, and then got to meet Garrett Brooks and got that video done for us. So, you know, when we're talking about who's going to get the Noah's News mug... Kindly sponsored by HairyBaby.com. There can only be one man, and that is, of course, Paul Matty. He went above and beyond.
I thought you were going to say Garrett Brooks.
No, I'm not sending a fucking mug to America. Like, we're not loaded. Come on. But that's class. That absolutely... My mother was buzzing. She was like, is that really him? I was like, yeah, honest to God.
Yeah, but it's hard to recognize Garrett Brooks when he's not wearing a cowboy hat.
When he doesn't have the Stetson and the head mic.
He looks like an old pub shark playing pool down in Langs, you know what I mean? With Langs down in Ross.
We're having an old game of pool, kid.
Yeah, in fairness, class from Paul. And that's the kind of correspondence we love here at Two Johnny's Podcast. So if you can get anyone else outrageously famous to shout us out, we'll take it. But Paul, you are the winner of the Nose News mug this week. No doubt,
yeah. Okay, look, what have we been up to this week? So we're in Lanzarote, still working on our secret project. The biggest thing that happened, Johnny Smacks, during the week was the Champions League.
Yeah, Champions League.
So you probably know from listening, Smacks is a big Liverpool fan. And I'm a small... Yeah. Liverpool fan, yeah. Take or leave it, really, soccer. And so we were out having the grub, and I says to Johnny, like, are we going to go watch the match? And he's like, yeah, but it's going to take a miracle. Like, we're 3-0 down. Sure, look, we'll go up and watch it anyway.
So we eventually, we scoffed the dinner down because the dinner was dragging on. You won't bring out the fucking main course. So we eventually got the dinner down our throats, and we headed for PJ's bar and watched it. And, like, when the first goal went in, it was kind of like, oh, there's a bit of hope. When the second went in, it was like, shit. The third went in, and I had the Fitbit on, so I was monitoring my heart rate. My heart rate was at 142 when the third goal went in.
What?
And then for the last few minutes, it went 140. It was toggling in around 140.
And what's it normally like, just sitting here now?
My resting heart rate right now is like 68.
What?
And that's quite high.
You were going to overheat.
Yeah, I'm going to absolutely cook that. But we were buzzing and we had a great night out then that night as well, in fairness.
Then we did, when we got talking to PJ, and we there was pints drank.
There was a few pints put down, yeah.
And PJ plays the mandolin. So we cracked out the mandolin and the guitar and we had a right sing song.
We did.
There was only about 10 of us in the bar.
Yeah.
And then he says, boys, you'll have to come back and sing a few songs. So we threw it up on the Instagram, right? We're going to be in PJ's singing a few songs Wednesday night. some cracked. The place was fucking packed.
The place was packed. People never cease to amaze me, like people who are fans and who listen. We obviously put in last week's podcast that we're going to be there as well. And they never cease to amaze me, like the amount of people that were there. They were from Mayo, Clare, the whole lot. The Donegal boys were a personal highlight of this trip abroad.
There's about 10 lads from Killybegs on the absolute lash.
Yeah, John Bond, the boys. And I swear to God, they were absolutely, it's a great crack. Like they're gone home now and stuff, but it was brilliant. A great night had by everyone.
I got a lot of feedback last week when I was talking about teachers. I said 71% of female teachers are made up by women. So thanks to the 250 million people who reminded me of my little mistake there. It is, of course, 71% of secondary school teachers are female.
Good man, Johnny. By too much Estrella, lad.
Good tech.
€1.50 a pint. Stop. It's no wonder. I don't even know how we're doing this podcast.
Speaking of the podcast, you may have noticed it wasn't on SoundCloud. So we have moved to Acast, which shouldn't really affect you no matter where you're listening. But Acast are going to try and drum us up a few ads. So every now and then, maybe at the start or the end, you might hear a bit in of an ad.
Yeah.
But lads, you're getting the podcast for nothing.
Yeah, we're not charging.
We're not charging. You know, nobody's, no money. No money changing hands.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, someone has to keep the lad in protein powder and, you know, chicken rolls.
Yeah, you're getting something for nothing. So if you hear an ad, you know what I mean, just roll with it.
Yeah, just roll with it, lads. Enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy it.
And it is on now on Spotify.
Yes.
Which is handy. A lot of people like Spotify.
Yeah.
And where else is it? Acast. Still on the podcast app. And a heap of other yokes.
Yeah, so if you are a regular listener on SoundCloud, just download the Acast app. That's free as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't be, just press a couple of buttons. That's all we're asking.
Oh, one last bit of correspondence there. On Mars Mystery Topic last week, which was fairly saucy.
It was, yeah. Mother was horrified.
Was she?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, look, it was about whether or not you should wear a Johnny or whatever. But see, one woman got in touch with us to say, some lads will be saying like, oh, don't worry about it, I'll pull out. And she said, look, just wear a Johnny because I can't relax and I can't enjoy it wondering, are you or are you not going to pull out?
Those words, I'm going to pull out, are almost like those words, I'm only going down the pub for one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Never happens, does it? Just wear the bloody things.
You know, Jesus. And here I am.
Yeah, you know. And 27 years later, I'm around. Here you know. So, that's what's been going on this week. All right, topic number one. So we said, with so many, 200,000 Irish people visited Lanzarote in 2015 alone. That's the last known survey. So we thought, with that many Irish people coming here to visit Lanzarote, we said we'd give our guide to Lanzarote. So here it is, the Two Johnny's Guide to Lanzarote.
Right, Johnny Smacks is a bit of an expert, and his favourite restaurant on the whole island is called My Kitchen by Julius.
Yep.
There's someone trying to break in there. No, Lanzarote is lovely. I doubt it's a burglar. Now, the food here is unreal. They have one of them big grills. It's like a big fire, a big barbecue york. And your man who's cooking, he's even Thailand or somewhere. He's an Asian looking
somewhere, lad. Yeah. And they lower down the kind of tray, the cooking tray.
Yeah.
Down on the flames. Like, oh, lad. So it's kind of a barbecue joint. Yeah, my kitchen, Julius. The service is slow, right? But the food's unreal. You know, and they didn't really wipe your arse here. Like, they're so helpful. They're almost over helpful.
I don't like when people pour my drinks for me.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah.
Just I can pour my own water. Like,
I feel bad because I drink it so fast and they keep coming back down filling it. I'm like, hey, look, you know, I don't see you filling back up the pint I was drinking there. They're keen to fill the water, though.
They have this weird habit. When you order, they read it back to you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, look, there's two of us. We ordered two things. So yeah. They read it back to you exactly as you just called it out.
And then the first night we went there, we ordered a load. And she kept, like, shouting it back to us. And I was like, yeah, all right. Like, you know, we know we're after ordering a fucking load. Don't need a whole restaurant to hear it as well.
The people next to us were looking at us going,
just go in, get the prawns and come back. Jesus.
Yeah, speciality, garlic prawns.
Yeah,
get them.
A mixed grill.
Moving on then. Last night we went for tapenyaki, right?
Tapenyaki in a place called Enjoy.
On the Asians, man.
I tell you, they go all out with the names, lads.
So this is kind of a Chinese-Japanese style restaurant. Your man cooking it is Japanese and he has this huge hot plate. Do you know, like, if you're in a chipper and the yolk to cook the burgers on?
Yes.
It's like a big 8-foot-long version of that. And he cooks the food and he's got these two, I suppose, like a knife and a trowel that you'd have for laying blocks, right? And he's doing all flips and shit. He's like Tom Cruise in that movie Cocktail.
But He's doing so much unnecessary shit.
He's a showman.
Yeah, but I want to say she's just putting salt on the stuff and he's like ding, 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 fucking it around the place. I'm like, man, just put the salt on. I'm starving. Give me the chicken now.
I was only saying to you, I'd love to see like the priest doing that at mass. Imagine Father Dwyer with the altar wine thrown over his head, you know what I mean? Body of Christ, flick into your mouth, like. You know what I mean? Jazz mass up a bit, like.
It took you 4 attempts, Johnny, to catch the food in your mouth when he was flicking it at
you. He cooks this bit of egg and then he looks at you and he flicks the egg into your mouth. He's
good 6 foot anyway.
Yeah, he's good 6 foot away. And hit me in the nose, hit me in the eye, down my shirt, but I eventually caught one in the mouth and I stuck it in the back of the neck. All he does is smile because he's no English.
Yeah, he hasn't got any. And then he tells you to take a picture, like, and he lights the place up on fire. And I reckon last night it even took him back a bit because he lit it and he was like, whoa. Johnny was like, Christ, I'm waiting to know where that's safe. Can I just say as well, there's like a wall of fame in there.
Oh, yeah.
There's a wall of fame kind of in behind the Tabanyaki thing.
Famous people who have eaten here.
Yeah, there's like, you know, 4 or 5 photos. One is of Fat Ronaldo, former Real Madrid and Brazilian striker. The other one is of Michael D. Higgins,
President of Ireland.
Yeah. And do you know who the other person is? Fucking Brezzy, huh?
Brezzy's on the wall.
Brezzy's on the wall. And we were like, you know, I didn't want to make a big deal, but why the fuck are we not in the wall? I doubt anybody from Enjoy Tapanyaki is listening to the podcast.
First thing Smack says to me, he's like, text Brezzy there. Ask him, did he get the dinner for free or what?
Hey, Brezzy, I know he listens. I know he listens to the podcast. But Brezzy, let us know, did you actually get the meal for free, man? Did you get the Tapanyaki for free?
And how did they find out? Like,
yeah, how did they know you were Brezzy? Because, like, no, genuinely, there's no way your man's from, like, he's not from Cabra.
The fella from Japan is like, you know, oh my god, I love the Blizzards.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
You know, any Japanese listeners, are the Blizzards big?
The last, of course, food place we're going to recommend is a place called Bear Grills. Good name.
Yeah.
Good name. Like Bear Grills, the fella who drinks his own piss. you don't drink your own piss in this place. You have class chicken wings and ribs.
Yeah, it's run by a Welsh lad. He's good crack, and it's all burgers, ribs, wings. It's a little messy, a little greasy, but Jesus, it's tasty.
Yeah, it's pure hangover food.
Yeah.
And they do unreal goujons. We're on a drink, right? We're going to talk to you a bit about drink. You know, going out for the few pints. There's some amount of what you can only call out here shit houses. Or dive bars, if you want to be.
Mostly,
you know,
Irish.
Technically. Yeah, a few fewer Irish. Now, there's some cracking Irish bars as well. Oh, don't get me wrong.
But,
like.
But in this little town of Port del Carmen where we are, I've easily counted 100 Irish bars.
Yeah, definitely. And there's definitely some of them are a front for washing money. They have to be.
Well,
there was one pub, Johnny, we went in, and I'm telling you now, it only held 6 people. Now, you can't tell me that place is making money. Like, you can't. There's no way. It's not possible. Yeah. It's €1.50 a pint. What are, like, are their profits at the end of the night like €16? That place is not making money.
Well, like, that alone is reason to come to that place. You know, what was Lanzarote like? What was it like? €7 for a bottle of gin. That's what it was like. Is there many tourist sites? Quite possibly.
I don't know. I haven't opened my eyes since Wednesday. We went into a place the other night then called the Harbour Bar. And
I dragged him in.
He dragged me in, right? It was like a time warp. It was 1950s Ireland. Like, it was like an episode of Glenroe.
Yeah.
The lads who were singing quite possibly were on the run, I would say. And then you asked a woman from Annagassan out to dance.
I did, yeah, from County Leith.
And
County
she,
Louth.
And she rejected you.
She rejected me. Yeah, she wouldn't jive with me.
She was probably in her 50s, was she?
Oh, at least.
She wasn't. She was the youngest in there. So that was the Harbour Bar. And then we went to the Island Bar, which is, of course, formerly Rory Gallagher's.
Not Rory from Cork. Rory, who was in the Irish band The Revs.
Yes.
Had that famous song, Jimmy's Winning Matches for Donegal. He has a pub here, and it's the biggest.
He used to have it, yeah.
Oh, sorry. They have a full band.
Yeah, so they have a full band every night. It's like being at a gig. And the bass player is one of the best looking men I've ever seen. He's called Pedro, and he's so tanned, and he's kind of got grey hair. He's fucking dreamy, like. And, you know, I'm not that way inclined.
No, but like, he is the Spanish George Clooney.
Yeah, he is. He is, isn't he? Like?
And he plays the bass.
And he dances like Freddie Mercury. He's an amazing man. He's
so groomed.
Yeah, it's just a...
He's the best kept bass player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Bass player is normally shaggy by nature.
Yeah, homeless almost. It's just a good spot. I mean, I went there a couple of years ago as well, and then I woke up next morning with a picture of me and two randomers on a keyring. It's that kind of place. I once had a session there with great Reds O'Grady from Turles as well. The less said about that night, the better.
Well, mind yourself, because the measures here are fair strong.
Yes.
I actually asked the barman the next day, then collecting the guitar, and he was saying, if you get something here, like, a vodka or a gin, it's about a double or a triple at home.
Yeah.
Is it like a single vodka here, so.
Then, Johnny, I dragged you to get your head around this, yeah?
Africa. There's a pub called Africa. It's all lions, fucking tigers, cheetahs.
Yeah, like.
Stuffed versions, no? Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? Obviously. It's not Duffy Circus, lad. But, yeah, strange layout of an interior of a pub, but a great place. And there's two lads who play the music there every night. And I've been coming here for 3 years, and it's been the same two lads every night.
They're amazing. One lad is from Dublin, and the other lad is English. And yeah, they're multi-instrumentalists. They were too good, nearly.
Your man, yeah, they were too good to be there. One of the lads was playing the guitar and the drums at the same time. Now, I'll let you make your mind up on that. That's tough fucking gig. Good daiquiris, strange decor, but check it out. And lastly, PJ's Bar.
PJ's Bar in Lanzarote got recommended to us by a very good mutual friend at home. PJ used to own a bar in London, and he often had the Wolf Tones over, and all the Irish bands would come into PJ's. So he's kind of over here now, taking life easy, mm-hmm. running a little bar. And if you go into PJ's, you'll recognise PJ straight away, because he only has one tooth in his whole head.
Yeah, and he looks like Jim McGuinness from 1992. I'm not joking there. I think we said that last week. But like, we went in there, we'd done a gig. We just done it for the crack. You know, we weren't booked or anything like that. It was nothing like that. We just done it for a bit of fun. We met a great character in there though, Johnny, who he was out now. He was really tanned. You know, Irish people were out here a good while. And I was like,
he was like a raisin.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, he was a prune. And I was like, how long are you out here? And he was like, oh, I bought a house out here. I was like, jeez, what did you do at home? And he was like, I was on the dole. And it just goes to show.
Well, his missus came over to get a photo with us. She listened to the podcast. And then she was like, oh, why don't you hop in as well? And he's like, I'm not getting in a photo. I'll lose me fucking doll.
They're the characters you'll meet out here in Lanzarote. Things to do then, Johnny, in Lanzarote. Things to visit, things to see.
There is a big volcano, right? You can get up.
Yeah, T-Man Fire.
Come on, but like, you do that once.
That's enough.
Because it's fair hot going up there.
Yeah, it's probably too much even to go. It's worth going to see, I suppose. And then on
like,
that,
there's no volcanoes at home.
No, that's true. And on that same tour, then they bring you to a vineyard.
Which is nice to see, because there's fuck all grown here. There isn't a blade of grass in the whole place. And they build these little circular, small stone walls, like Connemara walls, up the side of the hill. The whole thing is like a honeycomb, you know. And they have to build that to shelter the grapes from the wind. So it looks really cool. But the thing about the wine is, it's piss.
Yeah, it smells like piss. It tastes like piss.
Now you can drink it.
Going back to Bear Grylls, I'd fucking love it.
The wine is shit.
He'd be lamping it off. There's also mini golf. We done that. Johnny won. I'm sickened. There's casinos everywhere. The usual jet ski and that kind of stuff. And strangely, what there is over here that's not at home is cannabis clubs.
That's right. There's a load of lads smoking weed. To have these cannabis clubs, I think it's a similar setup to Amsterdam. So, cannabis isn't really legal here, but you go in and you join a cannabis club. Say you give them 20 euro or whatever, or something like that. And then you sign a piece of paper. So, let's say your man has, I don't know, 100 kilos hash. Mm. Or no, weed. He said they don't do any hash, he was telling us. Not, we don't smoke it, lads, you know that, but we were very interested. So, you sign a yoke saying that you own
X amount of hash.
Yeah, half kilo, say, which is under the legal limit. You're allowed to have that for personal use. And if every member of the club signs the oath saying that they own it, if the guards ever kick down your man's door saying, hey, you've got 100 ton of weed there, and he's like, yeah, but it's not mine. It's the club's. I'm only minding it. Look, these are all the owners, and they're all under the limit. So that's kind of how it works. A bit of a legal loophole, but and they seem to get on okay with the local guards.
Yeah, and you found that out from a good source, didn't you?
We met a man one day up at the pool. We went to the gym and there was a bit of a hot tub there beside it, so obviously we couldn't resist that. And this lad was from Cork, and we said we were from Tip, like, whatever, and he was like, oh, you're from K, are you? Do you know Bounce?
And then he was looking at me and was like, are you a friend of Mickey Bricks? I was like, what is wrong with this fella?
Who was Mickey Bricks?
Do you know Mickey Bricks, nah?
And he was like, naming out all these people, like, do you know Tommy the dog? Yeah. Do you know? He lives in a granny flat. Do you know him?
This lad's either a hero or he's fucking insane. And I would say it's probably the latter. But he was filling us in on all these cannabis clubs. And to be honest, I see, he frequents them. The people and the pace of life out here, it's a whole different vibe out here than it is to at home and other certain other destinations. It's kind of like a little village, isn't it?
The thing about Lanzarote is it's very chill.
Yeah.
At night time, you wouldn't see anybody really done up.
No, it's not. It's not like Marbella stuff.
Or yeah, you can go out in a shorts and t-shirt here mm-hmm. and flip-flops and you get served everywhere. And the locals, right? It's hard to know who's local because they're Spanish, really.
Mm.
A lot of them are in good nick.
They're all in good nick, yeah. You see, I think it's the heat as well.
You're sweating out.
Sweating and you wouldn't be that big and you're not eating as much then either, like. Yeah. You know, you wouldn't be eating 8 spuds there in a bacon dinner over here. It's too hot.
Nobody works that hard, anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of Moroccans and Africans over here as well because it's so close.
It's only 60 miles.
60 miles, yeah.
The one thing you were talking about, nightlife, is them Moroccan boys have a load of nightclubs there.
Mm.
All around in the one area. And the advice we've been getting is don't go in.
Yeah, don't go there.
Because, look, the story is a lot of people get spiked and robbed.
Yeah, seemingly that's the story. Now, I've been in there before and I haven't got spiked or robbed.
Spiked myself.
But yeah, it was all self-inflicted spiking. But yeah, just mind yourself in there. The retiring Irish then are out here, you know, a lot of people very laid back, coming here to retire, like live out their days. They've worked hard all their lives and it's the perfect place for that. It's a perfect environment as well. And like you would think there'd be a load of Brits out here.
It is a few.
A few, but strangely, we were chatting to Mary, an estate agent who was looking after the house we're staying in, and she said numbers were completely down because of Brexit. They're shitting the trousers over there. They don't know what to do. They're wondering, like, you know, will we hold on to our money or what will we do? So the Brits are going down out here, which is probably good news for the Irish people who don't like mixing with them on holidays anyway. Now, one of the negative things about here is, and it's not as bad as other places, but the touts, as we call them.
Lad standing on the street outside a restaurant. My friend, you come in. We have best food. You know, this shit.
But it's not as bad here as it would be in, say, Tenerife or mainland Spain.
No.
Like, they got me one night when I was talking about that Moroccan nightclub. Like,
your
man was like, come in. I'll show you all a great time. He was like, so busy down here. I fucking walked in. There was 4 people in there. I just got all nervous then and had one drink and freaked out and went home. Like, you know the way I get nervous. So how do you get to... Yeah.
But, like, the restaurant guys aren't too bad. Who really annoys me is... up around that one spot in the new town. You're right, guys. Steaks on the beach, cheeky tequila, only €1.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
You follow you down the road, then you're like, man, I'm not going in. You're a 9.
Yeah.
If they're half as annoying as you in there, I'm going fucking straight home and Ryanair.
You're putting me off.
Yeah, the thing, like, getting out here, say, flights-wise, both Ryanair and Aer Lingus fly to Lanzarote. So if you took the first week in June as an example, you can get return flights to Dublin for €227. With Ryanair and 282 if you want to enjoy yourself with Aer Lingus.
Now, I met a man from Tiptown who said he flew out here for €17.
Yeah. One way, is he?
One way.
And then he said he's flying back for 34.
Yeah, if you're flexible.
Yeah, if you're flexible and willing to go, you'll get it for even cheaper. And accommodation, if you want to use a travel agent for the first week in June, stay a week in a 4-star hotel out here with just breakfast. The cheapest you'd find was 700.
But most people just get rent and a little apartment.
Yeah, there's much cheaper options, say.
We get a 2-bed apartment for £500.
Yeah, especially, you know, the 2-star ones. And if you want to go Airbnb, plenty of safe self-catering options at around £50 a night, which is, you know, that's dirt cheap as well.
Like. No, there's some fancy places as well, like, if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to go all out and impress people, that's where you stay. We're actually staying in a shed.
It's got a pool. Right, okay. One thing about the pool here. It's ridiculously deep.
Yeah.
The pool has no shallow end. You jump in and the pool is 8 foot deep all over.
So, honestly, I checked it the other day. The most shallowest part of that pool is 1.95 meters.
It's not steeper than that.
That's the shallow part. It's
deeper than that. Sure, that's only just about 6 foot.
Yeah.
I jumped in there and like it was way over my head.
Yeah, they're definitely lying as well. And then
so we have like a little American football we're going to throw around.
We can't throw it around because we're treading water.
You're fucked.
You throw it over and back twice, you just sink. You're fucked. And the good thing about being over here is the taxis. Now, they drive like absolute maniacs, but they're dirt cheap. Like, I think it was £12 from the airport to the hotel. And then you just get drove around for like €3.
Yeah, we went from the old town to the new town there just because we wanted to get to Africa to see it. It's like £250 or something.
£250, yeah. So, like as regards Lanzarote, 200 Irish people coming out here.
200,000.
200,000 Irish people.
A year. Minimum.
And it practically guarantees year-round temperatures 18 to 24 degrees. And Yeah, volcano erupted in 1730, if anybody gives a shite. Can we just actually just touch on one thing, Johnny, as well?
What?
We've been using the gym out here a lot. No, we're not saying that as, you know, look at us, we're fucking great, man. But, like, you know.
Actually, look, like, you're having a big meal at night and you can't help but have a few glasses of beer. So we said we'd go and get a bit of exercise in the mornings.
Yeah, blow it out. So we've been going to the gym. It's strange. The gym is strange in that, like, so the women that work out in there, they're fine. They're fine looking women.
Yep.
But they're all working out while on the phone. Like, how busy are they that they're doing an ab session and talking on the phone? I thought that was outrageous.
Who are they talking to?
I don't know. And they're laughing and joking and then they're fucking lifting a load of weights.
We don't speak Spanish then, so we can't eavesdrop. Right? We mentioned the hot tub, jacuzzi, whatever you want to call it. There's a separate one for men and a separate jacuzzi for women.
Yeah. So the one to the right is for the women, one to the left is for the men. And we didn't know this.
So
we went in.
And as we said, we met a man from Cork. But he had the strongest Cork accent in the world.
And he was just shouting at us. He was like, "Behind there, that's the girls." I was like, "What? That's the girls." I was like, "What is that fucking lunatic saying?" "That's the girls." And eventually we're like, "Oh shit, this is the girls' hot tub we were in."
We were in the girls' hot tub and he was out in the hallway shouting in, "That's the girls. You're in the girls."
So eventually we went back into the right one. But like, why do they have separate hot tubs?
Well, I was asking one local man and he was guessing that because there's so many, you know, Moroccans and Africans here now, most of them are Muslim.
Okay.
And they prefer to do it separately.
That's probably what it is. We got a big shock when we went into the sauna.
Well, we were in the sauna doing our thing.
Yeah, just sitting there in our shorts, you know, enjoy soaking it up. And then, you know, I would assume he's Spanish, came in with his fucking lad hanging out. And like, we were like, Jesus Christ. So we obviously got out of the sauna immediately.
Had a quick look and then...
You know, yeah. had a quick 10-minute look and then got out. But the thing is, it's so strange. That's the norm over there.
Yeah, we saw it again today.
So it was
a different one, but we saw.
Yeah, it wasn't the same Willy. It's a different one. But it's so strange, that strange experience. Gyms are different over there, obviously saunas. And there was one guy training there in the gym. Every day we've seen him and he's got a fucking backpack on.
And big headphones.
Big headphones.
We thought he was your man from Linkin Park.
It's crazy. So we're having a mad experience out here. But like, on the whole, Johnny, I guess we would definitely recommend it.
Yeah, it's not mental nightclubs. It's not Santa Ponza or Marbella. It's very chilled. There's a lot of couples, families, a lot of elderly people. Well, plenty of people late 20s and 30s now.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing your leaving cert and looking to go mental,
this isn't the place for you.
Yeah. The weather is good 99% of the time. We had one or two cloudy days. The beer is cheap. The people are lovely. It's very safe. There's a few things to do. You know what I mean? It ticks a lot of boxes.
Yeah, definitely recommend it. But obviously, as we said, if you want to go crack shit and drink fish bowls, this isn't the place. If you want to relax, this is your place. We'll leave it there. All right, he's been on the tear for a week here in Lanzarote, so God only knows what effect the heat and the Guinness have had on him. It's time for Noel Furlong, and it's time for Noel's News.
Noel's News! It's Noel's! And young fella.
Well, Noel, how are you?
Fucking roasted.
You enjoying your second week in Lanzarote?
Starting to get a bit seedy now, not going to lie.
You shook.
Fucking, I am, yeah, Hiroshima. I am shook.
Whoa.
The old cheap old grog.
Yeah, the cheap old grog will catch you in the long term.
Yeah, now, I have a question for you. Oh,
lovely.
At what age to become a man?
I would probably say 18.
Well, maybe it's in the age. Like, is it when you drink your first pint? I remember my first pint well. I was nearly late for my own communion. Is it the first time you make love to a woman or a man?
Okay.
But it doesn't count if it's only a hand shandy now.
Has to be full on.
Yeah. Or is it when you get a job, earn a few pounds?
That's good. That's a good point.
You know, and you decide you're ready to fight your own father. You know? Well, there's a young man in England, and he'd have to be getting a right lesson. And he's only 18, but he went in the stag with a bunch of men. Men used to sogging pints, used to duking it out, you know, breaking horses and picking stones, no shoes, sleeping in ditches, you know, breaking rocks, lifting blocks.
Tough men.
Yeah, tough men now. It was the Aherlow under 14 team. No. His man is a bunch of men from Liverpool, right? And it was this young lad's first time going to proper session with him, right? He's only 18. Now, he found himself alone in a strip club at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ooh.
Right? Langers. Absolutely Che Guevara. Okay. Right? And he left the strip club at 1 o'clock in the morning. When he woke up the next morning, he realized he had spent £3,500.
Oh, no.
That is a fact.
Oh, God.
Some money. Now, I never liked using the Queen's money.
No.
No, I couldn't have the Queen's head looking up at me. No good. When I was working, I worked in London once upon a time, and I used to use the barter system. Right? I wouldn't use the money. I'd go to the boss man, and I got him to pay me in oranges.
Just
yeah, you couldn't get oranges in Ireland at the time. So, this is a big deal.
Around when was this?
It was a while ago now. You know, I was the only man in the village that ever had oranges at the time. It was a big coup.
Wow.
At the time, right? And you go down the pub with a wheelbarrow of oranges, and it was 3.5 oranges for a pint.
Would you have to cut the orange at the bar?
Or there'd be fucking juice everywhere. And the vitamin C in oranges is very good for brain function.
Okay.
And that may be the reason I have such good memory at my age.
Okay. At your age.
Yeah, now I don't remember what age I am. But this young lad, his name was Will Turton, and he got a lap dance, which is £120 to go.
Where was he getting them?
It's in some strip club in Liverpool.
Whoa.
Right? So it's £120 per woman per half hour. So if he spent £3,500, that means he got 29 lap dances. Two or three young ones at a go.
Jesus.
That's £3,500. Maybe he'd a few pints too.
Okay.
A few scampi fries.
Yeah.
They're not fucking cheap. They're not cheap. Big money. So, you know what I mean? Price wasn't long racking up. And he kept getting dances until his card was declined. All his money in the world was gone.
Jeez.
Ding dushed. And he didn't even get the ride.
Yeah, does he?
But should, like, them women, they don't ride you. Like, no. It's just, like, you're not allowed to drop your britches. They only kind of suggest sex by teasing you.
Okay.
It's like watching when Jean Byrne does the weather. She's not going to ride you. She just...
Just doing the weather.
Yeah, but you want to ride her. You know what I mean? That woman, oh my God. You could pour her over your spuds. Eat her up. So, I can never concentrate when she does the fucking weather. So, this young lad, he has no money now. No money. And somebody has gone on Facebook and started a fund. They're going to donate money to him.
GoFundMe.
There you go. Because he says his drink was spiked. Now, which is when somebody puts something in your drink and then straight away you're Christy Moore'd.
Okay.
You're floored.
Okay.
There was this... No, I wouldn't be... I've never been to like a strip club. But there was a stripper one time in the Shamrock.
Was there?
Yeah. The boys told me afterwards she had fake boobs.
Go away.
And I fucking thought they felt funny, you know. So she was bopping around the front bar and the boobs never moved.
Jesus.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Like a stone. Like a stone. So she was putting baby oil all over herself and fucking dancing around and Margaret cleaning up behind her as she went. She was up on top of Shamie Dalton's lap, dancing away. Not a jive now, kind of a sexy dance.
Okay, sexy dance.
And the sweat was dripping off her. Jeez, when she was finished, Margaret offered her a maiwadi. And a plate of cocktail sausages. And that was Shamie Dalton's 70th. A great night.
A great night.
Powerful night.
Oh, God.
My second story of the week I want to talk to you about is, did you ever let on you were somebody you weren't? Or make out you had more money than you actually do.
I've done that, yeah.
You've done that. Well, it's a very interesting case after going to court. Now, I did it once. We were down the local and Joanna Delahunty's was only back from her holidays. And she came into the pub like she was a fucking Queen of Sheba. You know what I mean? And she was very, thinking she's very high class, looking down at all the local lads, you know, looking down her nose at you. I told her I had 50 acres of road frontage. And she was on me like shite in a welly. Tell you that. I told her my leather jacket was Calvin Klein.
Go away.
Yeah, it was actually belonged to Kevin Ryan. And I won it off him after a titanic game of slaps in Clonmel one night. And I knew as soon as I put it on, it was like tearing a mug. That was the jacket for me.
Just a good fit.
Yeah. Do you know what? This jacket won't stop the bullet.
Go away.
That's a fact.
How?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Friend Cotter was robbing the post office one time. And he had his jumper pulled up over his mouth. But I knew it was him. Because he was wearing his Guinness hat. It's a very distinctive shade of blue, this Guinness hat.
Okay.
And it says, fuck Gaddafi on the back. But he wears it when he goes drinking. So I call it his Guinness hat.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't actually say Guinness on it. But it's a pity, he never got on with Muammar Gaddafi, the Libyan dictator.
Did he not? No.
They were just too alike. It was an awful pity. They couldn't get on. Fran Cotter and Muammar Gaddafi couldn't get on. I love him. And Fran was robbing the post office. And that's fine, like, right? But Carmel was after getting 3 stars on the scratch card for winning streak. And she was mad to get on the telly. It was Mike Murphy at the time was the owner.
Okay, okay.
Now, like, just before Marty Whelan took over. Jeez, I wouldn't send her up to one at Marty Whelan and never get her back. Huh? When last I see her. So I was sent down to do the scratch card in the post office, sent it up to Dublin. And I said to Fran, you know, if I there's going to be fucking war at home if this scratch card don't get sent off. So I says to Fran, look, I know who you are. And you know who I am. And if this car don't get to RTE for next week's show, you'll know the end of Carmel Furlong's frying pan. Because you get it straight into the puss. And he looked at me. And he saw the leather jacket. And he put down the gun and walked away.
No way.
And that is one of many times that the leather jacket
stop the bus
has saved my life. Okay. That's a fact.
Oh, jeez.
So this court case in America, right? Your one's name is Anna Sorokin. She pretended she was a German one. A bit of an heiress, they call it. She was about... She said she had this big trust fund. 60 million.
Okay.
And she was going to inherit billions. She moved to New York. And she pretended she had loads of money. And she got a big loan. And credit cards. I never use these, but the thing is called credit cards. She went into this big fancy hotel. And she block booked a big deluxe suite. The whole lot, right? And she charmed them all. She gave them all a bit of handy chat. And all the staff that came near, she gave them big tips. Carry her bag. $100.
Whoa.
Open the door. $100. Flash out, right? And she never actually gave him her card details. She charmed her way in, right? And she has been found guilty of stealing $200,000 and scamming loads of places in hotels. And she has been sentenced to between 4 and 12 years in jail in America, depending on good behavior.
Whoa.
But I'm not happy with this. Between 4 and 12 years... Like, fuck it, which is it? Which is it? You know what I mean? There's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's fucking years in the difference, like. There's years in the difference. And, like, she might have plans. Like, between 4 and 12 years, who's feeding the dog?
He'll surely be dead after 4 years, though.
Well, maybe she have a cat. Who's collecting the post for the porch? Okay. Do you know? These are things the woman needs to know. She is originally from Russia, and she's not rich at all.
Oh.
From the fucking Bob. She impressed everyone. She went to nightclubs. She had them all around her. She was telling them stories. She was good old Shanaki. And she was saying, I'm going to open up an art gallery here in New York. And then in front of them all, she got a big bottle of vodka and she paid for it. So they all saw it. And then they all assumed she'd big money. And she was invited to all the dues. And she even got a free holiday to Morocco off one of her new friends. And she never paid her one back. Do you know how much it was?
Well,
60 grand of a holiday.
That must be some holiday.
Fucking Morocco. Huh? You'd buy half Killarney for that money. So, 60 grand. If she owed me $6, I tell you, there's no amount of private jets that woman get away from me. She can fly to Paris. I will come out of a croissant and bust her. She can rent all the deluxe hotels, fucking hotel suites she like, and she will be woken up one night by the sound of a rustling leather jacket entering the room, and she will know Noel is here to collect. And that's why our club has the highest membership of Club Lotto in the county.
You go around, do you?
Yeah. So don't be pretending to be something you're not. Posting pictures on the internet, oh, everything is great. Just remember you're one of the Delahunties. That's all I'm saying. Just take that with you. Okay? Take that home with you. Lastly, I got a bit of local news.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
I rang Dermot and he was telling me, big news at home. Phil Collins got a kick of a cow.
Phil Collins?
Yeah. Son of Philly Collins. Oh. The truck driver. He got a fucking kick of a cow.
Go away.
Yeah. Phil Collins from Oakview Estate inside in town, who you'll all know locally because he does a great rendition of My Little Chipper Van on a night out. The Richie Cavanagh hit.
Okay.
And his son, young Philly, was helping out at Halley's farm. He gave him out a hand. Now, young Philly spent most of the day, he's driving a lovely 1981 Massey Ferguson 590. It's a grand little yoke. And it has an old tanko loader on it and all. And okay, he was flying. He was flying, right? But Halley rang him to say, would you stay on and do the cows that evening? Because Halley was after getting arrested after getting into a row with the vet. Well, the vet said one price and Halley said another. So the vet went to hospital and Halley went up to the barracks. And he'd been tied in the barracks, locked up. And he only got one phone call. So then he ring young Philly to do the cows. First things first. Now, after driving and loading all day and milking 60 cows, and he'd nothing to eat, only an orange I had left him in the cab from my London days. Young Philly was well tired. And he was onto the last row of cows to be milked. And of course, you have to have the radio on milking the cows.
Yeah, yeah.
And who came on the radio? Only Celine Dion. And didn't the cow get an awful fright? He'd never heard a noise like it. Thought it was a banshee. And didn't he kick young Philly in the hand?
Jesus.
And he broke his arm clean off.
Clean off?
That's a fact.
No way, that's a fact.
Broke his arm clean off. Gone. Now, the doctor said he'll be okay in 4 weeks. But they're going to put a cast on his arm.
Okay.
But the big problem is, now, Philly is turning 9 next week. And unfortunately, he's going to miss out on a chance to represent the club in the under-12 South Final next week. So, I want a word with Halley. If this is the way you're going to be treating our star players, that's just, I'm going to go home and have, I'm going to go home now.
Have a word.
And have a word with Halley. And for yourselves, I will be back. And 'tis like Dr. Dre used to say, just chill till the next episode. Okay.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million, Noel.
Don't you get sunburnt now.
Are you flying home today?
I'm getting a lift off Jimmy Barry Murphy.
Okay.
He's a boat.
He's a boat, does he?
Yeah, he said he had a load to pick up in Morocco. So
grand, grand.
We'll go going via Morocco and we'll tip on then after that. Stopping in Port Arlington. Port Leash, Mount Medic. Temple Tiwi, Temple Moor. Limerick Junction. And I know how I'll get home from there.
Brilliant stuff, Noel. Thanks a million.
Yeah, look, don't get sunburned, but I suppose there's no sun inside in fucking PJ's bar, is there?
Oh, hey. Hey. Man, Noel.
Man, mind ourselves.
Don't forget to rate, review, and tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast and use the hashtag #2JohnniesPod. That's the number 2JohnniesPod to spread the good word and get in touch with us, of course. And you can also email us at
podcast@thetwojohnnies.ie. And if you want to go onto our Instagram, The Two Johnnies, you'll see the video of Garth Brooks along with videos of Noel and all other nice things.
All other nice content. And don't be afraid, you know, give us your feedback. Suggest future topics, the whole lot. This is your podcast as well as ours, so get in touch.
There'll be lads tweeting at us, snapping at us, Insta us, Facebook us, email us, YouTube us.
Yeah, the whole lot. Just never approach us. We're joking, always approach us. Go on. All right, with festival season hotly approaching, we sat down here and we thought, what if the Two Johnnies were going to put on a festival? What sort of a festival would it be? Now we're going to tell you.
So, of course, we have come up with a fantastic name and we are going to call it
Cans in a Field.
That's right, Cans in a Field. Because you go to festivals now, and be honest, you don't watch any of the bands.
No, nobody leaves the fucking campsite.
So we're just giving you the campsite.
Yeah, well, it's basically a campsite on wheels, on drugs.
No drugs.
The thing is, you see, when they go to festivals, Johnny, they're just sitting around in the campsite, you know, drinking and riding and arsing around.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great, but nobody actually goes to see the bands. So we want to get a bit more, incorporate the bands and stuff.
Okay, so it's got no category. It's not strictly a music festival or anything like that. The bands that we are going to have, obviously we're going to have Jimmy Buckley.
Yeah, Jimmy Buckley and the Three Amigos.
Do you want to explain to people who the Three Amigos are?
So the Three Amigos are Robert Mazzell, Jimmy Buckley, and I think it's Michael English. But obviously, Robert Mazzell will be barred from this festival until he admits that he's actually not from Louisiana and is, in fact, from Moat in County Westmeath or wherever he's from.
Roscommon, is it?
No, I'm pretty sure he lives in Westmeath. But instead of Mazzell, we're going to take him out.
Right.
And then we're going to put in someone mad, like...
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, lad.
Yeah.
Know? Jimmy Buckley was singing, "When they pimps in the crib, ma, and drop it like it's hot." And then Snoop would go, "Yeah, Jimmy, man, you
Yo,
cool.
Two. To the 3 to the 4, Jimmy Buckley's knocking at my door." Do you know, okay, who else I want playing?
Yeah.
Coolio.
Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah, Coolio. He's had nothing. You probably get him cheap.
That's a left field one now, Coolio. I was thinking we could go all out and get Garrett Brooks.
Oh, big money.
He'd be big money, but like, you know, he seems to be giving away shit for free all the time now. So let's appeal to his greater nature.
Right, Paul has a number for him. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Paul really has the details.
Right. The other band we want is Little Creatures.
Oh, we spoke about them so many times in this podcast. They're the two guys who do the 80s power ballads. And like, they will be perfect for this now. We'll put them on the big stage. Like, we'll get them in the big
on
time.
On Sunday evening. And they can do, "You're the voice, try and understand it." Also, of course, obviously we want Mickey Joe Hart playing.
Yeah, goes without saying. The Saw Doctors.
Saw Doctors, if we can get them to reform.
Yep.
Also, at night time then, when things get crazy, I'm somewhere between having Scooter or DJ Francis from the Gatehouse.
Both equally successful DJs.
Scooter! You do a good one.
Harry Cooper, the producer, but now it's Scooter who are super duper. Yeah.
It's 3 a.m.
It's 3 a.m.
When I was young, I seen that life was so wonderful.
Yeah. Hands in the waltzes at all times.
So I want to have a throwback stage as well, where we're going to have Fat Man Scoop and Peter Andre.
Yeah, classic throwbacks over the years. Like, we might even get like TLC back together or something. Like, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Jason Waterfall.
Yeah, Jason Waterfall. But the throwback stage will, of course, be called the Mark O'Brien stage.
Mark O'Brien is a good friend of ours from San Francisco, and he showed us in San Francisco there's a throwback radio station.
And all they play is just banging throwbacks, like they throw it like pure back to the 90s. Like,
out the window.
Get a bit of noughties in there as well, so that would be the throwback stage. And then for all of those Scania-wearing, eyebrow piercings, flare-wearing, brown-cut boots, those guys, there's going to be a Tang Village. Yeah, Tang Hall and Central, lads. And of course, Marty Moan will be there with the truck. He'll have the truck there, and he'll have a stall, and he'll be running competitions continuously over the course of the weekend.
This is my yurt of the year, is Marty Moan's competition. So Marty Moan, if you don't know him, he's a singer, and he sings Hit the Diff. And I know he listens to the podcast sometimes, so how are you, Marty? But he runs competitions on his Instagram.
Yeah.
And every one of them is like, competition time begin, folks. Marty Moan here. And in one of them, he's giving away a light.
A Marty Moan light. And it is quite cool.
It's like handy. You can clip it onto your jacket. It's good for looking in printers, you know, reading notes.
Mechanicking.
Late at night. Writing on notepads.
And of course, that'll be in the Tang Village, and it'll be up.
Just if you're on Instagram, go check out Marty Moan's competition.
Yeah, it's good. Check out his Instagram page. It is worth looking. Yeah,
because I wanted to kind of have like a mini plowing match feel.
Mm.
So Marty Moan will be there. There'll be some tractors. Maybe Husqvarna will have a stall where chainsaw exhibitions.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be cool.
Of course, you know, you won't be allowed partake because you'll be langers.
Yeah. That would be dangerous and irresponsible.
So apart from the Tang Village, we'd like to have a field day section.
Yeah, and just in case, you know, you get thirsty while you're in the Tang Village, we will have the Shamrock Lounge will be on hand giving out pints of my wadi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, don't worry about refreshments.
Margaret will look after you.
She will quench your thirst.
So in the field day section, there's going to be Splat the Rat.
Yeah.
Your favourite game where you drop a fake rat down a drain pipe. A length of waving pipe, 4-inch, and you have to try and splat it. And then there'll be a pillow fighting on the pole.
Yeah, where you sit in the pole and then you whack each other with the pillow fights. It's all a field day classic.
We also want to have, from 4 to 6 on Saturday evening, a penalty shootout with Packy Bonner.
So Packy Bonner will be in goal for 2 hours.
And you pay €2 a goal. And then, everyone takes their first shot in the first hour.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you don't score, you're out. Packy should save a good amount of them. I know he's shoving on, but he's still a big man. He's still got moves.
Still got it, yeah.
And then somebody will win the penalty shootout competition.
Yeah.
Against Packy Bonner.
And also on Saturday morning, there will be a full game of rounders. I've been on to Kitty England, who looks after the community games there in Roscrea. And she's up for it. She's up for getting the old band back together. And I was talking to Nelly, who you remember from a previous podcast, who could whack the ball from here to Shinron, but still couldn't get to first base. And he said he's willing to come back and play a game of rounders at this festival.
There'll also be a guess the weight of the calf.
Yeah, of course.
And whoever guesses the closest weight over the course of the weekend gets to take the calf home with them.
And there'll also be a section where they'll fight local care man Jimmy Casey. Mm. And of course, the winner of the fight against Jimmy Casey will not only get out with their life intact, they'll also win €100. So no. It seems pretty good if you're loving this festival. And we're going to top it all off
Well, I want a little area where you can just go in and play with dogs.
Okay.
Do you know when you're hungover to Jesus?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I wish I had a load of little puppies now to play with. Like.
Andrex puppies, you know, the little ones from the Tyler all had.
Labradors.
Down there. Baby
Golden
labs.
Retrievers. Alsatians. Maybe a terrier. Now it shits you.
Okay, you're listing random dogs.
Yorkshire Terrier.
Yeah.
Yorkshire Pudding.
And the event will obviously end on the Sunday, and it'll end as the Care Summer Camp ends with a massive water fight. Larry Mullen will be providing the tank. And don't worry about health and safety here, because we've seen Larry dunk 7-year-olds into cow troughs full of water. And I've seen him throw them in from around 10 yards away. So health and safety will not be a concern at the Two Johnnies festivals.
He's like your man at the teppanyaki, but with children. He can fire them into buckets of water. Yeah, no, the festival is going to finish with a big water fight.
Yeah.
And the fire brigade are going to come in. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to have loads of toilets.
Yes, facilities is vitally important to us here.
I don't believe that people should have to bring their own toilet paper to festivals.
No, you should provide that and links. You know, a bit of spray in the toilets.
There'll be a lad in the Jack's area, like the lads who'd have been in nightclub toilets. You know, no jupe, no hoop.
Those boys, no Armani, no Punani.
And he's going to be supplying loads of toilet roll.
Yeah.
They're going to be cleaned flat out.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be cleaned. There's going to be somebody there constantly cleaning them.
Yeah.
So there won't be piss everywhere, as is normal. There won't be porta cabins either.
Oh, what'll it be?
We're going to get like a prefab and put them in there.
Yeah.
Because porta cabins are bad buzz. You asked me friend Carey. He went in 18th one night and he went into the porta cabin and the boys thought it'd be funny. Fucking tipped over the porta cabin.
Ah!
There's shit and piss all over him. And he got out then and one of the girls gave him out an old t-shirt to put on him so he could take off his shit stain one. And he said, I don't wear green.
Ah!
And the boys seen him in getting a chicken roll the next day and he was still wearing the shit stain clothes.
Ah, fuck's sake, Kerry.
Yeah, so I don't want that happening. I don't want that happening at at our festival.
And showers. People say to us, they go to Electric Picnic for 3.5 days and they don't shower.
They must be stink. Imagine if you were getting with a young one or anything.
You wouldn't be going down.
Or a young fella. Jesus Christ, you want to be running out of the tent, I say, when the pants come down.
It'd never come back up.
Now, Johnny, you were talking about catering.
Yeah, we're going to get the ICA to do it.
Yep.
Siobhan Brennan is doing the baking because she's very good now, in fairness to her.
Yeah.
But I went to the local ploughing match. It was last year out in Palmocca. And I went in and the ICA were doing the catering.
Okay.
No, I wasn't ploughing. I was just going out for a sneer. Like
you just heard the cheap sandwiches.
Yeah. And they were doing roast beef sandwiches.
Jesus.
And I'll tell you, lads, you wouldn't get them at Electric Picnic.
No, that is true. And we'd also, of course, have our Two Johnny's food truck, which we're hoping to get up and going in the next couple of months. And they'll be selling just goujons.
Yeah.
It'll be just, you know, different flavours of goujons and different sauces accompanied with. So if you see the goujons truck at any festival during the year, no, it's us.
I want the young one going around. You know, in a nightclub, there's a young one and she has like a bottle of Mickey Finn's and she's doing a promotion. You can buy a shot. I want that, but with goujons.
Perfect.
Some sexy young one in hot pants just selling goujons.
Yeah. And there'll also be a big screen available at the festival, and that will be just showing reruns of the 1991 All-Ireland final.
Yeah.
All the time, constantly on a loop. So you won't even know what time of the day it is. You'll just see that final over. It'll be like Ryan's on a Wednesday night, basically. Old matches playing all the time.
I want a little stage, right? You know rap battles?
Yes.
I want a call-out battle.
Okay.
Where lads go up and they just call each other out and insult each other.
Okay.
Say you dosser.
Okay. And then that could get out of hand.
Yeah, but they never actually fight. They just call each other out. And then the crowd would vote for who is the best.
Okay, so a call-out battle.
Yeah, a call-out battle.
Sounds cool. And lastly, for me, what I really want to have at this festival is, you know, you hear these Comic-Cons, you know, and you go and meet, like, fucking some fella who was dressed up as a fucking Star Trooper for 20 years that nobody knows what he looks like, and you go and get his autograph. Load of shite, this is people dressing up. Come dressed to this festival. Come dressed as your favourite GA heroes. Be it Jerry McInerney, Pat Fox, because we're going to have GA-Con. That sounds like Akon the rapper, but it's not. GAA-Con. And there's going to be a nice stall and you can go around and get all your stuff signed by the greats of the game.
It's best
Fox will be there. Hayes will be there. We'll get Jerry Matt. We'll get them all.
Brian Corcoran from Cork.
Brian, yeah, to Daddy. He'll be there. The Rock will be there.
Oh, is The Rock going to be there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not Dwayne Johnson. He is way too expensive.
Who else?
Yeah.
Martin Story?
Martin Story is going to be there. Yeah. Wow. Larry O'Gorman is going to be there. He's doing some spoken word. He's going to be doing a bit of spoken word at the festival. Probably a bit of poetry or something. Yeah, we'll have all the greats, lad.
Yeah, I look forward to the Larry O'Gorman poetry hour.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. People are going to love that.
And there'll be no drugs.
There will be no drugs at this event.
Because I'm going to get, there's a lad in our club and he used to be a Garda sergeant. And he's going to police it on his own.
He don't even need a sniffer dog, lads.
Now, if he catches you, he's got a bit of a cork twang.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah, he'd look through, you know, this fella.
Hand it over. Yeah. No. So, like, he doesn't need a weapon or anything.
Mm-hmm.
When he asks you a question, you just answer him.
So, tickets will be going on sale. They'll be €999.
A man.
Including booking fee. Don't worry. No, we're hoping to get this up and running, genuinely. You know, so if there's any, if anyone from Aiken's listening, or any of the big festivals, get in touch. We can make Hands in the Field happen, lads. Maybe not in 2019, but definitely in 2020. So, lads, if you'd like to come to this festival, give us your feedback. What would you like to see at the Two Johnnies Festival? You know, what madness would you like to bring to it? Because, lads, we'll take it on board.
Yeah, so the big acts we're hoping to attract, Garrett Brooks, Scooter, Mickey Joe, Fat Man Scoop, DJ Francis.
And the Little Creatures.
And the Three Amigos.
Yeah. So, that'll be it, lads. That more acts to be announced soon. But get in touch with us here at Two Johnny's podcast.
Send us in a Snapchat or an Instagram or Facebook or an email. Sound.
Finally, it's Yurt and Dirt time, where we give our highlights and lowlights of the week.
Yurt and Dirt.
Johnny B, do you want to kick us off?
My Yurt of the week is from Carlo FM. Yes, that's right. Ger O'Brien and his Carlo Country show have been playing our song Could Have Been County flat out off the airwaves, and he sent us a message, and he writes in all block capitals, so I read it like he's shouting.
Okay, go on.
Johnny, would you like to come on for an interview? You know, so.
Grant.
We're going to try and do an interview with Carlo Country with Ger O'Brien.
Oh, we love it.
Carlo FM.
That's class. Can I start with my dirt of the week?
Go on.
Mosquitoes.
Oh, lad, they're my dirt.
Lad, we have a combined dirt. So, there's only one word for them, and that's bastards.
Bastards.
They are absolute bastards. We're ate alive. We've red blotches all over us. And don't say to us, oh, she should have been using the spray. We're using the spray. Now, grand, we only started using it yesterday. And we're 12 days into this holiday.
We're grand now. We're not being bit anymore.
Yeah, we're not being bit. So we're but mosquitoes, lads. Watch out for them out here.
Right. What's your yurt of the week, Johnny?
My yurt of the week is, of course, the return of the hurling championship.
Yeah.
That combined with the lads from Achille Beggs and Donegal, who were exceptional fun the other night. But yeah, the hurling championship's back. Special time of the year. It's really, we're buzzing already.
Yeah, no, by the time you hear this, the first round of the Munster Championship will have played and Tipperary will have either lost to Cork and are all useless, or they'll have beaten Cork and the hype train will be back again.
Yeah, or we could have drawn, and in that case, we don't know what we'd be doing with ourselves. But yeah, we're going out to watch that. That's why we're recording this podcast a little bit early. But
so look, lads, we want to thank you all very much for listening. We hope you are enjoying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do make a bit of an effort.
We do. We make a fucking big effort. We're sweating out here. Sweat's running down my back and into my fucking arse cheeks. I'm over here.
So don't forget to subscribe there so that you get a notification every week of when the episode is up. It's always nearly always Monday morning, but you never know.
Yeah, some weekends are harder than others. So from me, Johnny Smacks.
From me, Johnny B. From me, Maura.
Your impression's getting even better.
Well, someone said to me last week, was that an impression of Maura or Colm O'Rourke?
So. We love it. From all of us, we'll see you next week. Same time, same channel.
Good luck.
Lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast. The Two Johnnies Podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.